Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Simon Potter, Chief Executive Officer of Bahamas Petroleum, BPC's ticker. Simon, thanks for joining me.
Thank you. Good evening. Good morning.
Yeah, depending on where you are. Good evening to you. Good morning to me. And
Sydney, Australia.
Yeah,
Sydney, Australia.
Exactly. I'd prefer to be there. The weather over here is dreadful at the moment. But there we go. But you've been very busy. It doesn't matter where you are. You've had lots of news out. You've raised some money. So we'll dig into all that and discuss what's coming up. Before we do that, Simon, for people not maybe familiar with Bahamas Petroleum, just give us a brief summary as to the business, please.
Sure. BPC is a full cycle, our exploration and production business with operations in the Bahamas, Trinidad, Suriname and Uruguay. And what I mean by full cycle is that we've got assets representing each of the maturity stages of our sector of the industry. So we have stable production that generates us cash in Trinidad. We've got options to grow that production through self-help initiatives, which again will grow cash into the business. We've got appraisal assets across Trinidad and Suriname, as well as development assets in Trinidad. And then over and above that, we have very large growth prospects in Trinidad, Uruguay, and of course in the Bahamas, where we have our transformational, high-impact, some would call it company-maker well, Perseverance 1, which we're looking to drill before the end of the year, or at least start. Each of those assets is essentially 100%. So in terms of our ability to manage the timing and the deployment of capital, other than the Bahamas well, which we must drill, those choices are entirely ours. So we can actually schedule the CapEx through that as we wish.
Excellent stuff, yeah. So let's talk about Trinidad. You've got production there. How are things going?
Well, of course, with production comes cash flow. Clearly we'd like to increase that production, and that will flow straight to the bottom line. Same with oil price. Any increase in oil price flows straight to the bottom line. And as recently as yesterday, the Trinidadian government made a budget announcement that sought to increase the threshold where supplemental petroleum tax would apply from $50 a barrel to $75 a barrel for the 2021 and 2022 tax years. So all of our assets qualify there, so another boost. But production, production in the Trinidad is all about a numbers game, how many wells that you can keep up and running at any one time. And so once wells are up, it's a matter of making it longer between workovers. And then when they fall over, it's shortening the time between those, you know, getting them up and running quicker. Mm-hmm. We've got lots of options to enhance that production base. And that's all about reservoir. It's about reservoir access, accessing bypassed zones, bypass pay. It's accessing compartmentalized parts of the reservoir. It's about connectivity, reperfs, the hole size, doing stimulations, acid stimulations to the wells. It's about pressure, reservoir pressure. So we've got plans to inject water and CO2. And it's about efficiency. It's about how you reduce the water content of the flow and how you reduce the sand, which interferes with that production flow. So it's all about workovers. It's all about sort of working on those wells. And in 2018, Columbus did 180 workovers, and last year they did 50. And we've done about the same collectively this year. We own two rigs, and so obviously if you can put the rigs to work at 180 per year rather than 50, that's a lot more efficient. Mm. And indeed, this year we're looking to add a third rig towards the end of this quarter. So lots of production options, but clearly... the drive to maintain stable production and then enhance it and enhanced cash flow.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's look, talk about the appraisal projects you've got in the portfolio. What should we be listening out for, Simon, there?
Well, in Trinidad, Columbus in April this year announced the Saffron discovery. And what we're planning is a new well onto that field, Saffron 2. That in itself is close to infrastructure. So as soon as you drill it and you can produce it, then you can actually sell that oil. And to the extent that we're able to produce from that next well, then it'll be a step change again in that production generation in Trinidad. So we're in the planning and design phase there, but we expect to be able to announce our plans there with Saffron 2 in the immediate near future. In Suriname, we have undrained pools of oil close to the Tamborejo field in our Vegnazi license. And so what we're planning there is an EWT, an extended well test. So we'll be looking to see, drill a well, put a pump on it, see how those wells flow, how long they flow for, hence it being called an extended well test. But again, the whole idea is that once we produce that oil, it can be sold either locally at a Statsoli, the National Oil Company refinery, or indeed taken to Tamborejo, where there's existing facilities. So across the piece, we've got production, near-term production enhancements that we can get after, and appraisal, which could see a step change in production across the company.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's talk about the high-impact well in the Bahamas. What's the news on the rig there, Simon?
Well, just recently, under the rig contract that we have with Stena, they were required to nominate the specific rig that they would be directing to us, and they nominated the Stena IceMax, so one of the most technically capable rigs in the world. A reminder that, you know, we got to within 3 weeks of spudding the well back in March before COVID interrupted. So we had a well plan. We had service companies involved. We had Halliburton and Baker Hughes. We'd essentially bought and warehoused the long lead items, the critical path items. And most importantly, we'd received the environmental approvals that we need from the Bahamian government. So really, now the task as we move forward with Stena is to pick up those plans. We've mobilized the drilling staff. We have an office back in Houston. And so those plans are really up and running now.
Yeah, yeah. And are you able to say when drilling will start? And how are you also dealing with, you know, COVID? How's that figuring your plans?
Yeah, contract that we did with Stena nominated a window between the 15th of December and the 1st of February when Stena would look to deliver a rig to us. And along with nominating the Stena IceMax, they were asked to nominate a delivery time. And they've said that the rig will be there early in that period, so pretty close to the 15th of December, with spudding the well a few days after that. And yeah, I mean, COVID, yeah, it's on everybody's mind. It's certainly on our minds. But Stena have operated continuously in the North Sea, in Guyana and other locations, and they haven't had a single incident based upon the protocols that they're operating. So we're now working with them, looking at procedures, protocols, transportation, testing, quarantine regulations around the piece in order to make sure that we have what we would say is 60 days continuous operation. And that's what caused our postponement back in March. We couldn't honestly say to ourselves that we could ensure 60 days continuous operation. But really now, with the maturity of operations under the COVID virus protocols, we're confident that we can get that 60 days continuous operation. And in order to give us even further assurance, we've brought on to our staff Dr. Gogner. Dr. Gogner was working up until recently as the Surgeon General in the Australian Border Force, where he was essentially managing the movement of personnel, people, tourists, essentially in and out of Australia day in, day out in this revised COVID world. So it's hugely reassuring to us to have a man of his capabilities and experience inside our operation working with Stena.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Now, you've just raised $12 million. Are you now fully funded for the well?
Well, again, I remind you that we're within 3 weeks of drilling. So we were at that time, and at that time, we had a sort of a well cost that we were working to of between $30 and $35 million. Based upon the new contract, the revised contract with Stena, our base cost for the well is $21 to $25 million, with a $5 million contingency. So really, the $35 million previously now plays a reduced $30 million anticipated cost for the well, including contingency. And at that time, and indeed now, we had cash resources, we had a conditional convertible note, and indeed an unconditional convertible note. Now, that had a floating conversion price linked to the share price at the time of conversion. And so we weren't able to know in advance what dilution would be pertaining to that that unconditional note. And so what we've always been very clear about to shareholders and the market is that we would look to optimize that funding strategy, that we, if we could find cheaper, more certain, or indeed a facility with less dilution, you know, then we would go and take advantage of that. And really, last week, we went into the market and raised $12 million. And so this was the first sort of successful step in executing this optimization strategy. And so in anticipating the cost of the well at that sort of revised level between sort of $21 and $30 million, then, you know, we actually anticipate not having to draw down that zero coupon facility. And of course, you know, we can then further optimize based upon the expanded operating asset base that we have in the company. We get cash from operations. So to the extent that that cash delivery is enhanced, that will reduce the need for other funds. With production, we have the option for RBL, reserve-based lending capacity. So again, there are options there. And indeed, there are a number of drill for equity options that we have as part of the Stena contract. They have the option to invest in either the company or the project for $10 million. And there are very similar kind of options that exist in Trinidad to us. And then, of course, over and above that, you know, there's always the farm out opportunity or option, should we choose to take that if it's available. So really, with regard to the operations in the Bahamas, we have a rig, we have dates, and indeed, we have funding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, do you know what? I'm just looking at your follower count on Vox here, and it's looking very impressive. The chart is going bottom left, top right. But to add to that follower count then, Simon, if someone's liking the sound of what you're doing here and the news coming up and the events coming up, but not yet following the story, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button and add BPC to their watch list, please.
Okay, well, I guess the first is production and cash flow. Hopefully I've emphasised that we've got numerous options to stabilise and indeed enhance production and indeed cash flow to underpin the costs of the whole business. The second thing is news flow. All of these things that I've been talking about in terms of production enhancement, appraisal, the rig and drilling in the Bahamas, you know, is all within the next 3 to 4 months. So in terms of news flow, these will be projects that we can regularly update the market on over the next 3-4 months. And the last is maybe the most obvious, but the company maker is on the way. Perseverance is on the way, targeting 770 million barrels in the Bahamas. And as I say, looking to commence that well in December this year, with completion 45 to 60 days later. So that's the company maker.
Excellent stuff, Simon. Good to chat to you. And like you say, lots going on. So no doubt we'll be catching up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.